very habitable man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Biden now leads the president.
He's going to be your president.
Why do you think you're losing, Donald?
Because some people don't love me, maybe.
It's because you've got a loyalty problem.
Loyalty problem.
They're in your campaign.
They're in your campaign.
Your White House.
Your White House.
In Congress.
In Congress.
Even your own family.
Your own family.
They whisper about you.
They whisper about you.
They leak, spin, lie. They tell the media they're smart and you're out of control.
And you're out of control.
That you can't focus.
Can't focus.
That you're mentally and physically weak.
Physically weak.
That you hide in your bunker.
Scared
and shaky.
Shaky.
Laugh when you can't walk down a ramp or drink water. All of them.
They're in your campaign.
The ones you know and the ones you don't know.
The ones you don't know.
Whispering about you.
Whispering about you. The ones you don't know.
They expect you to lose.
They expect you to lose.
They want the media to like them and to get one last big payday before you go down.
Go down.
With so many leaks, you probably think it could be anyone.
So many leaks.
Donald.
It could be anyone.
It's everyone.
It's everyone.
Fatality.
That is killer. That, hello everybody, happy July 7. How was your 4th? How was your 4th? Howard is very busy hate watching the president's two speeches. I had to watch both of them. So I got my little hot dog with a side of hate. A side of racism, a side of, I don't know why he went to Mount Rushmore. Why don't you just go to Stone Mountain, Georgia to celebrate the Confederacy? You know, that commercial, though, that Lincoln Group right there, that one, that's Rick Wilson getting inside Donald Trump's feeble little brain. The whispers. Everybody's talking about you, Donald. Everybody's talking. Your family's talking. John Bolton is talking. Your niece is talking. Your whole family is talking. Oh, my God, that gave me the chills. And you needed the chills after those two freaking ridiculous racist speeches where he was talking about our heritage and our history. And of course, by our, he means white people, some white people, not all white people, his base of white people. That's what he was talking about. It was just like freaking me out how in your face it was that finally the media stopped saying dog whistle, dog whistle. A dog whistle is something only a dog can hear, okay? And everyone can hear Donald Trump's racist rants. Everyone heard him. Everyone understood. His garden of heroes is going to be like all Confederate traitors. He's going to have a whole garden of Confederate traitors. This was just really, it was just so sick, I got to tell you. And the more he flails and the more he looks at the polls, the more this man is going to disintegrate. And that freaks me out because you got crazy Karens out there. You got crazy Kevins out there. You got militia people out there. I don't know if you saw this, but there was like a rumor that somebody on purpose started on the internet saying there's going to be a flag burning in Gettysburg and militia members and old bikers with their bearded, braided faces with, they're still rocking that Captain Albano look. Like I said, still rocking that. I don't know if that it was ever a good look, and they're still doing it. They all like went to Gettysburg to beat up whoever was going to burn a flag. No one was going to burn a flag. Not that it's illegal to burn a flag, but nobody was. They baited them, and so this whole thing is going to explode, is what it is. Meanwhile, everybody is scared. Again, we're waking up every morning. First thought, there's COVID out there. Florida now has 200,000 cases. 200,000 cases. Arizona, you got your docs on the TV. Texas, you got your ICU doctors on the TV. And they're all saying, please send help. Please send help. We're going to run out of ICU. This is just unbelievable. And he stood there over the weekend and told us 99% of people, it's harmless. And
we've made a lot of progress. Our strategy is moving along well.
Oh, my God.
It goes out in one area and rears back its ugly face in another area. But we've learned a lot. We've learned how to put out the flame. Likewise, testing. There were no tests for a new virus, but now we have tested almost 40 million people.
Okay, can we just do some quick math here? Thank you very much. So there's about, what, 328 million people in America. If you test 40 million, that's, what, 8%. You know, he loves, like, the largesse of it. He likes a 40 million. You know, China was able to test almost 10 million people in a week. In a week when they thought that they had a flare-up in Wuhan. And he's still, you know, calling it the Kung Flu and the whole racist thing. He hasn't really missed a group of people. He hasn't really, you know, missed the singling out and a call for violence against. And let me tell you something. There have been 2,000, this is staggering, because probably most people aren't thinking about this. There's been 2,120 hate incidents against Asian Americans in the last 3 months, just in three months, because this man is calling the virus all kinds of racist names. And you've got idiots out there that believe whatever he says. So you had 832 incidents in California. You had San Francisco, a hardware store, an assailant started screaming at a customer in the store, "Go back to China, F you," and said some racist things, "F you, you blank." And in San Francisco, someone threw a glass bottle at a woman who was putting her kid in a car seat and used a racial epithet. Santa Clara, man kicked a woman's dog and spat on her. You know, we have doctors on the TV who don't like to talk about it, but Lena Wen, who is one of the leading epidemiologists in this country, she said she didn't really want to talk about it, but now she has to. She thinks she has to, and she's saying that her friends who are tending to COVID patients, they've been spat on, they've been called names, they've refused to be treated by various nurses and doctors because of their ethnicity or appearance or whatever. And that is the danger of this man flailing, okay? Because it's gonna get, it's already deadly, it's already ugly, it's already mind-blowingly unexplainable, inexplicable why the president of the United States would allow 3 million cases. We're the worst in the world for COVID. Literally the worst, we're the worst in the world. We have the most deaths. We have the majority of cases. I mean, we're a quarter of the world's population, and we're number one in deaths from COVID. This is so unbelievable. So you got to wonder, like, what is his deal? But listen, if he's not into it, if he doesn't want to be the president anymore, and they're just getting one last payday out of this thing, and that's what's going on, get rid of the Senate, too. Get rid of the Senate, too. I'm looking. It looks really good for us to get rid of the Senate, too. Arizona got a great shot there. Maine, Georgia, Iowa. And you know what I noticed over the weekend? And probably I'm the only one that noticed, except for real dweebs, real news crackheads. Joni Ernst was all over. Joni Ernst, who likes to castrate pigs in her spare time. She was all over the TV this Sunday trying to, you know, make a name for herself, trying to, you know, ingratiate herself to Iowans who are soundly rejecting her. They are rejecting in Arizona Martha McSally. They are rejecting Susan Collins. Well, you know, I think Susan Collins was on the outs ever since the Kavanaugh freaking vote. But Kelly Loeffler, that little scam artist from Georgia who enriched herself, you know, short sold her stocks ahead of a COVID briefing. She's on the, on the downslide. And Joni Ernst of Iowa, not looking too good. They've got, you know, Mark Kelly's given a run for money to McSally. You got good candidates out there. But the ugliness of this man, the destruction of this man, and their complicity in it, woohoo, everybody. Looks like we just might get a decent government on the other side of November 3rd. If we could actually vote, which is still a big if. But Joni's being challenged, just so you know, by Teresa Greenfield. Teresa Greenfield, Iowa. Take a look.